Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Biggest challenge was being consistent. Okay, but how do you make the money? How do you find the customers? How do you communicate?
I didn't watch every video, but every time I got on LinkedIn, I saw your stuff. And I was like, oh, I was like, I wonder what day it is.
Everyone's suggestion is completely different from the suggestion that you just heard. If you're trying to serve everyone, you're serving no one. Like, am I going to do it? I don't think so, because I don't want to fail. Well, what if I do fail?
But how are you doing? How did the 90-day challenge go?
It went amazing. When we talked at the Synapse meetup,
yeah,
I think I was like day 50 something, and I had 40 something days left. So every day was something new. Every day was something like it was more so like every day was a new lesson, but it was a lesson because of the previous day. So now I understand more about emails. I understand more about when I'm creating different templates or different ways to reach out to people. I should create a template from this so it can be used for like different products, different services, and different ways to communicate with your audience or with the people that you're building a list with. And I learned that the way to market, and they're not for the whole 90 days. Every time I came onto the camera, I said one specific thing. It was like day so-and-so of 90-day challenge to make $100,000 and da-da-da-da-da. I didn't know it was marketing, because every time I came encounter with someone else, that was like, yeah, maybe day, da-da-da-da, of 90-day, I watch your stuff. And I'm like, I appreciate them watching it, but I didn't feel understand like what caught their attention. And it was after I did the 90-day challenge that I was marketing on every video from day one all the way up to day 90. I was marketing, and I was putting myself out there around podcasting. So it was more so like a lesson of understanding how you need to market, how you need to communicate, and how you can start showing up more often online.
That's really cool. You know, I didn't think about that either, because I didn't watch every video, but every time I got on LinkedIn, I saw your stuff, and I was like, I wonder what day it is. But I didn't think about it that way.
I didn't either.
Did you share it on, because I don't think I have you on my other social medias. Did you share it on all of your social media accounts?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I'm going to need that link after this, because I don't think I have you on any of mine.
Okay, yeah, it's the same thing across all platforms. Whatever platform you're on, that's the platform one as well.
Okay, cool beans. I'm going to follow up with that. Yeah, I was just really interested in like picking your brain. So what did you feel like was the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge was being consistent. There was days when I stopped recording, I didn't make no videos, because it just got overwhelming. I was recording, I was editing, I was posting, I was reaching out to the customers, I was following up, I was creating the emails, I was creating the social media posts. It just got overwhelming. So the biggest challenge was that, how can I manage everything? Well, I can't, because I'm only one person. And during that time, I was working with, I'm currently working with a team member right now, and she does my YouTube thumbnails. And this was before the challenge. This was before I even did the 90-day challenge. But as I'm working with her, she's creating YouTube thumbnails. She's keeping the YouTube more organized. And I just recognized, I was like, oh, that's why it's overwhelming, because I'm doing everything. Whereas if I start working with other people or building a budget to work with other people, they can start taking things off my plate and I can start focusing more on either the marketing, the sales, like fixing the small details that go into the business. It's more so like I can't do everything, and this is why I can't do everything, because I'm stressing myself thin. So there was a couple of days that I just stopped recording. But then when I thought about it, let's just say I was speaking, it was day 46, and I didn't record until day 56. Until you, if you look at the dates on, I don't know the exact day that I did that, but I stopped recording for a while. But I was like, what if I just pick back up on where I left off? Which I did. Which I did. The only person that know is me and you, because I just shared with you, and my wife, of course. And it, the reason why I stopped, because it was overwhelming. But when I got back to it, I left where I was at. But then I recognized that when you stop doing something, now you have to catch up. That was a second challenge. That was the second challenge. And yes, it was a lot, but every day that I was behind, I had to edit, produce, and post additional videos. So let's just say, rather than posting one, I would have to post four, five, three, two, rather than just posting one. So getting backed up is it's challenging. It's challenging.
That's hard. And it makes me think of what they taught us in Action Jobs. Like, we become business owners to work on our business, not in our business. And this is a good example of what happens when you're working in your business.
Yes. You just made me also think about it, that yeah, Action Zone was great. Like when we went through the program, they explained more, like they broke down the basics of having a business and why you want to start a business, and you're in business to make money. Okay, but how do you make the money? How do you find the customers? How do you communicate? And really, me doing this challenge made me learn more about what they already taught. And it helped me, okay, about the marketing. Okay, hey, how can I go get my customers? How can I go get any customers? Okay, from day one, I need to be speaking about one particular thing, which is podcasting, which is editing, not necessarily editing, but podcasting, being a challenge. Excuse me. It was all around podcasting. And then I got more clear about podcast. And I'm wondering how are people able to identify me as a podcaster? Excuse me. Oh, because I start speaking about it. Every post was like lessons learned from podcasts or anything like that. I just emphasize the word podcast.
Like those keywords.
Yes. Keywords in your description, keywords in your caption, keywords in your bio. You don't want to have too many keywords, because if you have too many keywords, then what are you known for?
Yeah, that's true, because it like dilutes your credibility and like searchability, really.
Yes.
That's crazy to me. I'm sorry. Like,
You're
I
fine.
lost your, for whatever reason, it might be my
Oh,
service. I
it's
lost your
froze.
video. Am I frozen too?
You're not. Let me see. Let me see if it fixed it.
There you are.
Okay.
Yeah, I get to you. Okay. But you did Action Zone twice, right?
It again.
Didn't you do Action Zone twice?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did you feel like going in person was more worthwhile?
Both of them was worthwhile, because the first class when we went, we was virtual, right? When we went, it was an introduction to what they are going to be speaking about. When Rosie spoke about the brownie, and she was like, some people might be allergic to nuts, some people might be gluten free. If you're trying to serve everyone, you're serving no one. I'm like, what you mean? Like you have a product that can serve everybody. But until you start actually doing like the business or the market for your own business, you have to understand that everyone doesn't fit. Either they don't have the funds for it, they're not looking for it, it's not the right time, or anything of the nature. It's more so just understanding who's your right customer. And when you find your right customer, now you start speaking the language. Now you start using the keywords and identifying the pain that they've already been going through and say, okay, how can I actually solve this? Oh, well, I'm already solving it. How can I find the right customer that will be able to pay it?
Okay. And so, like, the second time when you went through it, kind of, like, clicked.
Yes, the second time, it was, of course, they talked the same exact thing, but it was like, it clicked, and it clicked in a way where I can ask additional questions, where I can have a better understanding. Okay, why can't you serve everybody? Everybody needs marketing. If you're in business, in my opinion, everybody needs marketing. Yes. But what if they don't have the budget? What if they're not even looking to get the customers? What if they are okay with where they are at? I was like, oh, okay. I had a call with a customer, and he was like, that he already had a podcast, and he's been producing podcasts for a while. He was just trying to get back to it, get his schedule back, and get everything that he wants to do with the podcast. And I'm only focused on one particular service, which is helping you start your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have anything to offer him because he already understands the fundamentals of podcasting.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you're supposed to have different products with different customers at different stages.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was confusing. Confusing to me.
No, for sure. Because I just did a pitch training session. Mm-hmm. And with, I don't know if you've met April yet. She's on the board for Action Zone, Faven.
Faven, yes. Yep.
Yeah. And so she was saying, like, when you're doing your pitch, you should have three different types of services. Well, I only offer two types of, like, payment services as form of, like, I just do, like, a retainer or a contract for my businesses that I work with. And she's like, well, what about a subscription? I'm like, why would I do a subscription if I have a retainer or a contract? But then after I walked away and I thought about it, I was like, I think I had a dream is what it was. I woke up and was like, I get now. I understand why I need a subscription base. So, because it's more like a la carte.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It said it's more a la carte.
Yes. 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 Let me, you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What did you understand about the services that you was offering? And then when April suggested that specific offering, what did you start thinking about?
I started thinking about how I could restructure because, right, like if I'm offering HR consulting, not everybody has a problem in which they need me to come in and say, do an assessment and say, okay, this is the issue. Now we're going to develop this plan and go through this process to change this behavior, this program. Sometimes they're just like, I just need someone to, like, you know, look over like evaluations quarterly, or I mean, like help with payroll or benefits, like something more on a subscription basis where I can say, okay, you have X amount of employees, I would charge you this much and I do this service for you. But if you need additional HR support, I can offer you a discounted rate versus just having me on a retainer where I just say it's a flat consulting rate per hour.
Mm.
So that's where she kind of got me thinking. And I was like, okay. I get it.
It's definitely a lot, because one thing that I also learned while being on the journey is that you get advice and suggestions from a whole lot of people. At least I did. And mm-hmm. everyone's suggestion is completely different from the suggestion that you just heard. So what my additional struggle was that I'm getting all these different suggestions, opinions, advice, different type of entrepreneurs. I'm trying to implement everything. But then I came to recognize I'm only one person, so me trying to implement everything slowing me down. It's putting me in a slump.
Yeah, and it's overwhelming.
Yes, it is.
So what I ended up doing was Dr. Russ had suggested the intent list. I don't know if you ever implemented that.
The which one?
The intent list.
Okay, I have not. Where,
I'll email you mine. So
okay.
I started my intent list with like things that I want to do, things that I should do, and things that I need to do. And then I color coordinated them based on like, is it customer focusing? Is it something I can do later? And then that's how I kind of like put those good ideal theories. And then I go back and look at them every so often. I'm like, okay, like, is this something that fits my company now? Or is it something that I want to look at in the future? I'll email that to you. I think you would like it.
I think I would love it as well. You just made me think about the book, E-Myth, the E-Myth.
Yes, that's on my nightstand.
This on your nightstand? Okay.
Yeah, E-Myth Revisited. It's probably where Russ got it from, because he suggested it to me, and he also suggested that book, so.
Yes. The E-Myth Revisit, and then right after that, it's another book called The E-Myth Mastery.
And there's also an entrepreneur one, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I have not read that one yet, but there is one for... I've only done the Revisit. I haven't done the Master, and I haven't done the Entrepreneur, but he has a couple of them.
Yes, he does. He has a lot of them. He has one with the HVAC, with accounting, with, yeah, he got a whole different, he has a lot of them.
Yeah, I'll have to look. I didn't know he had more like that.
Yes, he has a lot. I listen to a lot of books that I read some of them, but I listen to a lot of them because I can listen to them faster. And the second book, The E-Myth Mastery, is part two from part one, because he goes more into the story with Sarah. You remember Sarah, the character that he was speaking about?
Yeah, that's the one who was getting overwhelmed.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I was like, girl, I'll kill you.
I understand why you got overwhelmed. I understand.
Yes, for sure. Okay. I read that book a couple of years ago. I think I will get it on Audible. Mm-hmm. You're right. Like, I think it's not really far.
There's this book right here called The Wealth of the Nation. I haven't read it. I haven't read it. But look how big this book is.
Sir, that is a textbook.
That's why I ain't read it yet. But even then, if I was to read it, I'd probably just listen to it, because I'm going to have to just sit there and read like 1,000 and something pages for this book.
Nobody has time for that.
No. I'm not making it time.
No, but right now I'm listening to 50 Cent. I think it's his Hustler book.
Mm.
One, it's hilarious, but two, it's so good, because he talks about his gangster perspective, but then he talks about his corporate perspective, so he like flips between his two personas,
mm-hmm.
and like how he's grown in his career and the things that he makes. He has really good tips in there.
I'm gonna have to listen to that one.
And he's narrating it, so it's every once in a while he drops a rap and stuff. It's I'll send you that one when I email you my intent list, the name of it, because I guess he has a couple books, but that one's really good.
Okay, I'm gonna have to listen to that one.
I'm telling everyone about that, especially if you're like a 90s, 2000 baby. I'm like, you've got this all through
it. It's interesting how, like, let's just use 50 as an example. He was in rap, then he was in hip hop, then he was known globally, then he has a phenomenal media business. Yeah. Where did he start? And I'm like, oh, he's the, what is it called, the Mecca that people can follow or something like that?
Yeah, I think so. Because he talks about like selling crack on the corner, and how like those hustling, that hustling mentality will take you so far, but at some point you have to evolve beyond your nature and to keep going, because like being that gangster isn't going to take you into the boardroom with the C-suite, right? But being that hustler is going to get you there. And then how do you talk your way through? I never watched Power. I'm mm-hmm. going to have to go watch that series now. But he talks a lot about Power and how he took like major cuts to get it started, mm-hmm. because he knew that it was going to be successful. It just wasn't what stars had seen.
Mm-hmm. When I, because he came out with it in what, 2018, 2019, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And every day when it came out, I don't think I watched it when it came out, maybe a year or two after that, I was watching it and I was just amazed on how the episode, every episode just built on top of another.
Yeah.
And I had watched the interview with him, and he was like, that he made $14,000 from power, if I'm not mistaken, $14,000. And
Yeah.
over time, look what it is now.
Exactly. And so I guess Starr didn't think it was going to be any type of success. So they put it on Saturday night when TV ratings were at its lowest. And he's like, my followers are no longer in the club. Where are they at on Saturday night? They're at home. He's like, put it on Saturday night. And it blew records. And the people who weren't able to watch on Saturday night were recording it. And that's how power grew. He just saw it as a challenge. He's like, sure, put me on Saturday night. Guess what? My people aren't 20 anymore. They're 40. And now they're going to be home on a Saturday night with a glass of wine and some
It's
cheese, watching Power.
It's a very good show. Then now they have, what is it called? Thrill Loss, or they have additional shows based off of Power in different storylines.
Yeah, he said that he created it with the idea that it was going to grow. And so that's where it's at now. It's all like branched off of each other. So I got to go back and watch Power because I never did. But now I'm like, okay. So I don't watch TV very often. And so I'm like, okay. And I think, is that one? I think that's the one that's like based off the true story. So now I'm just wondering.
Yep. See that one. The first episode, you're gonna be captivated, and you're gonna be finished the rest of the series.
Yeah, so that's on my to-do list. But great book. I think I'm a little over halfway through, and I don't want it to be over. It's good.
Have to listen to that one for sure.
For sure. So what else is going on with you?
So right now, and I think when we did the, I'm trying to remember.
Was it November
November what?
when we last saw each other?
For no, I was about to say for the when we went through the action zone for the first time.
Oh yeah, I got.
So I was going to USL for advertising, but I wanted to go for business. And as I was in school for advertising, I'm like, yeah, I just don't want to learn about one particular thing. Yes, advertising good. Yes, marketing is good. But I want to learn business. I want to know about business. And so what we learned in Action Zone, when I started going to college, because I switched schools, now I'm going to Kaiser University. When I switched schools, now I'm in a business major. And everything that goes into business, marketing, communication, sales, HR, what else? Management, leadership. I'm able to learn so many different things in a way where I wasn't expecting to learn. And
Okay.
everything that Action Zone talked about, I'm learning on a daily basis. Not to hit the mic. I'm learning on a daily basis because I'm implementing everything that I'm doing. The 90-day challenge that I did, they helped me understand more about business, leadership, sales, marketing, things of that nature. So where I'm at today is narrowing down my products, my services, my time to really focus on podcasting, helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast. I'm going to start speaking around surrounding colleges or high schools, and bring additional funding in so that way I can fund the business and bring in more revenue that way. And so I'm doing that. I'm putting everything into place. I'm documenting everything. I recently just reached out to one of the school directors. I don't know if it's not directors, but professional development personnel. I reached
Yeah.
out to them today at USF, and then I'm going to keep doing that. Speak in public, have more content, have more posts going out, and just be really like a system that I'm operating to bring in more revenue, and then put the revenue on this place, and then this place is going to grow, 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 and then bring a team in, and then it's going to continue to grow. So I'm not doing everything by myself.
Love it. I just wrote all that down. That's amazing. I'm so proud of you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. What about yourself? How's everything going with you?
It's going pretty good. I reviewed my financials from last year and I tripled sales. So that was more than what I wanted. I wanted to double. And so this year I gave myself an even higher goal. I should be out of the military the next, well, I should know my VA results in March.
Okay, next month.
So yeah. Yep. So almost in transitioning. So that's my goal. I was talking, I think Christina from Action Zone. I don't know if you got to meet her yet, but she was like kind of breaking down her financials with me. So she's like, so if you get this from the VA, you'll have to make up this to have the same standard of living. And so when she broke it down like that, it wasn't as scary. She's like, oh, I was like, I only need to bring in a third of my income versus, you know, like 80 or 90% income when she brought it in like that. And then I have a couple of contacts. So writing contracts, waiting to hear back from a couple of different contracts. So I'm hopeful. I'm manifesting is what I'm doing right now. Like it's, this is going to be my year and it's going to be great.
Wow. Congratulations on that. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud
Thank
of
you.
you. I know the transitioning phase can be overwhelming, but that's okay. It's going to be overwhelming.
Did like have a no shit moment last week. I was like, March is like right around the corner. And then I was on Teams with my husband. He's like, oh my gosh, March is right around the corner. I was like, February is gone. I was like, what? But it's okay.
It goes by fast. What's the most challenging part is that when you complete everything, your paperwork is done, you did all the medical appointments and things of that nature. The last part of you, when you're about to get out, let's just say the last 2, 3 weeks is going to go by so slow.
Oh, I bet. I bet. We have friends right now doing a short tour in Spain, and I want to go out there for a couple of weeks this summer. So like that's my goal because those are tickets are not cheap. So I'm like, okay, I gotta make this money so I can afford this trip. So I talk to her every day. I'm like, I'm hustling. I'm out there.
That's good. That's good. Are you using the social platforms to market yourself as well?
I am, yeah. When I share your stuff, my I'll find you and share my stuff. But yeah, I am still bootstrapping a lot of my business, and I do have a marketer that helps with my LinkedIn professional page and my Facebook. And I'm doing a large part of the marketing myself, like supplementing what they're not doing. But it's a lot. And like kind of like you said, like I try to take like the first week or two of the month to plan the content for the next month. And even that, it's hours and hours of research, writing, recording, editing, trying to figure out what I'm doing. And then SEO, I don't understand it at all. And I'm trying, but I'm trying. That's all I can do at this point. But it's helpful. So trying to balance that.
With the SEO, you mind if I give you just one tip?
Absolutely. I'm never set up tips.
Just focus on HR. Anything related to HR, the language, the tags, anything related to HR, just focus on HR. And then let's just say, after speaking, you do a video and or a podcast on your business, not about HR. That's absolutely okay. But for now, at this moment, just focus on HR. So that way, you're not stressing yourself out, and you can be known for HR.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And then I was trying to do, we're trying to like once a month upload something to YouTube. And she's like, "It's great." She's like, "But instead of doing like 30 minutes, do like 5, 10 minutes." She's like, "Because people don't watch longer than that." And then take clips of that and make those into short, feed into that. So she's giving good tips.
To
No one
feed
has time.
to back up what she said as well, to add additional to that tip. Would you mind if I add an additional tip to that one?
Boy.
If you, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you do a 30-minute video. It is a long video. You talked a lot, you explained a lot, you shared a lot, and that is okay. The interesting thing about a 30-minute video is that it can be broken down to shorts. And it can be 10 minute, 5 minute, 2 minute, a minute and 30 seconds, because it's 30 minutes that you have recorded. Whereas if you have a 5 minute video, you can't really break that down a lot and have more videos than you can do, than you can ever imagine. So
That's great.
I get the concept, but the longer
Yeah.
the better, because you can break it down even more.
And that, because yeah, that it can be like parts that you just schedule, or do they just flow? That makes sense because that's probably more time saving to do it all up front.
You mind if I show you something right quick?
Yeah, no, go for it.
I'm gonna show you this is a website called Opus Clips. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I do a podcast. And how you let me see how you share this. Okay.
What
And
is your podcast on while you're saying that?
so my podcast is it's called Failure is Knowledge Podcast, and it's about how to turn failure into knowledge and to pursue your dreams and to learn from everything that you're doing. And to know that you are okay, you just have to fail first to learn that you have to turn it into knowledge.
I love it.
So this site right here is called Opus Club. I can send it to you as well.
Thank you.
It's very convenient. I'm gonna go to my last one. I think this one was like an hour or some change. I'm not gonna estimate. I'm gonna go to my YouTube and see. Can you still see my screen?
I sure can.
Do you see YouTube? Okay, good, good,
Oh
good.
no, wait, I'm sorry. I still see those clips. I thought I saw you
Opus
too.
Clips. Okay. How long?
Yeah, move that textbook.
Yeah, I can even use it. Yep. It's time for me to get rid of that one. See, share screen. Okay. Can you see this now?
Yes.
So the last video that we saw on Opus Clips, I think it said Master Change.
Yeah, I think it was.
Unleash the power. I'm looking for the exact time frame for it. Unleash the power. Oh, that one. Okay. An hour in 1 minute. 1 hour
Okay.
and 1 minute and 30 seconds. And so I put in Opus Clips.
Yeah.
Remember how I just said that if you have like a longer video, you can break it down to shorter videos.
Yeah.
This one is 4 minutes and 51 seconds. This one is 54 seconds. This one is 23 seconds. And I'm not going to go through all of them just to show you the time. What I am going to show you is that if I go right here, it's 32 original clips
I'm still on your, sorry, I'm still on
on
your YouTube,
YouTube.
to be
On
fair.
YouTube, I just thought about it. Let me see. Maybe I can share it in a way where you can see. Okay, what do you see now?
Your whole screen. See
Good.
everything.
Okay. I was pressing the wrong button.
Okay.
So on Opus Clips, the video that we just went to was the
Yeah.
Unleash the Power. It was like an hour and some change. And when I go here, you can see you still can see the time. Okay. Oh, not the time with the videos.
Yeah.
So there's different time frames right here. 4 minutes and 51 seconds, 54 seconds, 23 seconds, and so on and so forth. From that one video, I have 32 original clips that I can post.
Is
From
really cool.
one video, that was an hour and a minute.
Okay.
Whereas if it was 5 minutes, you probably have 5 to 10, give or take, maybe.
Okay, this is cool.
I'm gonna go to
Now I have homework.
another. It's easy homework. It's easy homework. This one has 26 clips. I believe that was like a 3 minute video, if I'm not mistaken. This one has 25 videos. So this already, what, 32? Pull out the calculator. 32. Excuse me. Plus 26, 25. It's already 83 different videos. Excuse me. From three videos.
That's insane. Okay.
From three, yes. So I will send that to you so that way you can have it as well. So the advice was great, but just from me being and creating content a whole bunch, it's easier to create a long form video, whereas when you create a short video, you have to continuously make the short video, if that makes sense.
Oh, it absolutely does. It makes so much sense.
Yes. 3 to 83, that's a good rate ratio.
Yeah, that is. What is that? That's
83 divided by 3, 27. Average is 27 videos.
a lot. And then you have this that you can push across all of your platforms.
Yes. Not saying that every video is going to be good, because of course every video might need minor editing,
Yeah.
but even then, you save so much more time. Copy, paste the link in Opus Clips, let it upload. Once it upload, now you have your videos. You can go in and edit, schedule to post, then you can be consistent.
Oh gosh, you're a little lifesaver. Because then I can take some of the videos I already have, I can put them in there, and now I'm getting started. Thank you so much. That was a great tip.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm about to send it right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and email you this stuff.
Opus Clips dot, is it dot com or dot AI? Dot pro. I do.
Yeah, I saw that you have. Oh, you have that also recording a meeting? Oh no, you have note taker.
Wait, which one?
Note taker.
Oh yes, note taker. Yes. This is it's an extension with Zoom, and it's
Oh.
a lot easier. I'm going to actually, well, this was not this this meeting is recorded. Is that okay?
Oh yeah, no, that's fine.
With this one, with Zoom, when you record the meetings, it has its own additional AI website where, okay, whatever we said, it recorded when you spoke, when I spoke, and it take notes. Whatever questions you ask, it has it in the section. Whatever responses I gave, it has that as well. Whatever, and vice versa, whatever question I ask, it has that, and the type of responses you have, it has that as well. It's very convenient, very convenient.
That's very cool. I was just in a previous Google Meets where he was using a different type of AI to record, but same premise. And I was like, okay. I was like, I think I'm missing a piece of technology here because I have not been using this in my meeting, but I'm missing that because I'm like handwriting my notes, which is funny. It's cool, but like for podcasting, like it's really cool when you go back and pull clips or use audio or script and stuff. So, direct quotes.
Yes. And it has the whole entire script, the whole conversation, it has it there as well.
That's legit. Okay, I'm gonna go back and look at that. Mostly, I just wanted to pick your brain because I thought that what you did was so cool. Oh, I did have a question. How did you come up with the 90-day challenge? Where did that come from?
That is a great question. So the 90-day challenge came from, it was a guy named Mr. Grateful, if I'm not mistaken. He did a 30-day challenge to grow his following over $100,000. He was like a freelancer doing social media marketing and things of that nature. And he was like, he didn't have a following, he had the money, and he just wanted to commit to the process of actually doing a challenge. And he learned, he got the challenge with somebody else, and they explained, like, when you do a challenge, people want to be a part of your journey. People want to be a part of what you're doing and how you what you learn, what you accomplish, and things of that nature. And rather than me growing a following, because that was his old premise of, like, he want to grow a following and then distribution and money would come after that. I was like, I'm going to take a different approach, because if I learn how to make money, then the following would come. If I know how to understand business, then the brand will establish itself as well. And so when I heard the interview, I watched it maybe 5 or 6 times at different times and different months at different perspectives. And well, when I first heard it, I was like, dang, that's pretty cool. Okay, you did a 30-day challenge, got over 100K followers within a short time. That's pretty cool. Then when I heard it again, I'm really listening this time. Okay, you did a 30-day challenge, but you did a 30-day challenge because you're tired, you're frustrated, things not working in your way, in your favor. Okay, no problem. Then when I listen again, I hear the challenge and how he explained it that people want to be a part of. Bring people in when you do a challenge. It doesn't have to be a 30-day challenge or 90-day challenge. I just knew it was going to take me a long time to get to $100,000 because I never made $100,000 before. And so rather
Gotta
me
start
doing,
somewhere.
yes, it is. Yes, it is. Rather me doing 30 days, I extended it because one, I also remember when I went to boot camp, my boot camp was 3 months.
What branch were
Yes.
you?
Marine Corps.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you liked grenades.
I don't. I was in class one day and they asked me, I was like, you ain't never ate crayons before? I said, bro, I'm not doing that. I'm not, what I look like eating crayons, bro? No. He was oh man, it's pretty good. Well, you have fun with that. I'm not eating that. I'm not eating that. And so I had went to 1 Million Cups presentation. I had spoke with this guy named RJ. And he was like, you have an advantage over people. I'm like, what you mean? What you talking about? He's like, because you went through the military training or Marine Corps training. People that don't go through the military or the Marine Corps or the Air Force or any branch, they don't have the training, the discipline that you have because they just don't have that training. They didn't go through that training. It was like, think about what you're doing as boot camp. When you go to boot camp, you have to be trained how to be your branch or how to be the service member that you are going for. If someone want to be a podcaster, teach them about podcasting, like break it down. So the 90-day challenge came from me hearing somebody, but when I actually thought about doing it, it took me maybe 4 months to actually commit to doing it. Like, am I going to do it? I don't think so because I don't want to fail. Well, what if I do fail? Then what can I learn? So over the course of 4 months, I'm constantly thinking about doing it, starting it, watching the interview, in the same interview, watched it multiple different times. And I'm like, if he can do it, why can't I do it? Okay. So I made my mind up. I was like, okay, I'm going to do the 90-day challenge. My goal is to make $100,000. I don't know what's going to come from this. And from day one all the way up to day 90, I learned more about business in that short amount of time because I forced myself to learn it, forced myself to discover it. I had calls, I had bookings, I had people that was meeting with me. I even had a customer just donate to the business. I'm like, what? And here's the caveat. She wanted to donate because she wanted to donate because she saw when I was starting the challenge. The payment didn't go through. The card didn't go through. The website was not working. And so I'm looking at the what is it called? The CRM. And I'm like, I have no idea how to fix this. I have no idea. So I reached out to support and they helped. And so the challenge came for me watching the interview. And now he explained what he learned, the opportunities he got from it, and what he discovered about himself. I'm like, if he can do it, I can do it as well. So why not try to do it? And even if I fail, it's going to emphasize my brand. I will always have a story. I will always emphasize that failure is knowledge. Well, what did you learn? Failure is knowledge.
Yes. Because it's not about the failure itself. It's what do you get from it? How do you
Yes.
get back up and keep going?
Yes, absolutely.
Love it. That's great. Okay. I
Great
mean,
question.
you have inspired me because I was watching you and I was like, oh, that sounds so good and it sounds so fun at the same time.
Was definitely hard.
Oh, I bet it was.
Was definitely challenging. But I won't take it back for anything because I've been on a journey ever since 2020. I started learning more about business in 2024. I understood business at the end of 2024. So there's a process that everyone has to go through, but if you think about doing, I definitely suggest it. I definitely suggest
Not right now, because
it.
I got to transition first. But I'm gonna go back. I've never heard of him, so I'm gonna go watch that challenge. But you've definitely given me some great feedback on things that I know I can do better, because that's like the podcast and the marketing and stuff, but that's not my strong suit. So, but I know that's part of being a business, right? It's selling yourself.
Yes. Every day. Every day. Every day. There's some days I get up and like, dang, I don't feel like putting myself out there. Then.
Because it's hard.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Since I'm, it's me plus a team member, I now have to put a system into place. I have to automate a lot of things. Right now, what I'm currently working on, I have 156 different posts, just like a picture and a quote. But the quote focuses more on podcasting. Like, what's your biggest podcast? Or what made you start listening to podcasting? Or what inspired you to listen to a podcast? Or what's your biggest challenge when it comes to podcasting? So there's a quote, and then the picture is a old picture of me when I was in the Marine Corps, when I was at MELTS, when I was growing up with my mom and three brothers, when I was a little baby. I'm sharing my story so that way some posts will connect with the audience. It doesn't matter which one. So the more that I have, the more that I post, the more I can be consistent.
That consistency is where I think I struggle the most, because it's hard, especially when it's not your strength. Like, I know what I bring to the table is like my expertise and the solutions that I can offer. To get to that point, I have to be the consistent one. I have to be the marketer. I have to be the salesperson. It's not my forte. And so that in itself is my challenge. Like, your challenge is learning the business part. I have that expertise. Mine is what your strength is. So I was like, okay, I think it's time that we caught up and see where each other is. So I'm glad you're doing well. That's awesome that you've added a team member and automating stuff. Like, it's exciting.
I appreciate that. It's relieving. It's starting to become a relief. In the beginning, it's challenging. You say you're good at operations. Operations is a different beast too.
But when it's like your baby or your strength, you know, it comes easy, right? Like, I'm very analytical, so getting things written down and, you know, formalized and structured, like, that's where I strive. So like, for you, it's something that you might be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that. But right now I'm moving an SOP at work, and I'm like, this is easy. I can do this all day.
I'm over here like, yeah.
Nick is still in school, and so sometimes he'll pull up ChatGPT and he's like, I don't understand that. He's like, what does that mean? And I'm like, why are you using ChatGPT for school? Like, you're irking my soul right now.
ChatGPT is the way. It's the way. I've been documenting everything. The emails, the text messages, when I do start incorporating it. Everything it makes it easier, especially like when you understand what to look for.
Yes.
Whereas if you don't know, it's like
it definitely makes it easier as long as it works for you, because the thing about chat is that it's only as specific or as generic as you want it to be. So if you don't really know where to start, it's kind of hard, because you can be like, write me an operation manual, and it's like, it spits something out, but that doesn't mean that it's coherent for you and what you need it to be.
I'm typing you a website. I just thought about it. It's called Social Pilot.
And I have heard of that one.
It's a lot more beneficial, because I had, which one was it? Buffer. I had Buffer. The thing with Buffer is that, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you're across 10 different platforms. You're paying additional fees for the platforms that you need to use. So if I have 10, I'm paying like $104, which I actually was. And I was like, yeah, this is expensive. I can't do this. And then my professor, she told me about Social Pilot. And then when I looked at it, it said that it was $45 if you buy the yearly subscription. I was like, yeah, I kind of don't want the yearly subscription. So I go to the monthly one is $50 for 15 different platforms. So I reached out to the chat. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening. I'm just saying, like, that doesn't make sense.
It didn't make, no, it did not. $54 for 15 different platforms? There's no way. I reached out to the customer service and I was like, okay, with this plan, are the 15 counts an additional fee? Or is it just like that's what's included into the package? I was like, no, that's what's included into the package. Oh, okay. Okay. So now what I'm about to start doing, I'm creating the posts, I'm gonna have the videos, and I'm just gonna automate from Monday to Sunday and then do it every week until I start building the team. So that way I can relieve that stress of posting every single day.
I mean, the nice thing about, like, if you use Meta Business is that it connects, like, your Instagram and your Facebook, so that's nice, but that doesn't connect your LinkedIn or your YouTube. I don't use TikTok, but if you use TikTok, like, that one's not, like, Snapchat, like, none of them are integrated. And so, yeah, you got to pay for those things, and I'm like, oh,
The
too
fees
much.
pile up. They definitely pile up. Office Clips is $94. So I know you're transitioning right now, but just keep this in mind. Like whenever you do start recording a lot, use the software. I'm paying for ChatGPT. It's the best thing ever. Yep, go ahead and
I
take
keep
that
hearing
money
that. Yeah,
now.
I gotta look at the paid version because I know a lot of people have talked a lot about it. Because, like, even like having it do, like, not like bookkeeping, but some people use it as like a personal assistant,
Yes.
the paid version. I'm like, it's pretty cool.
And you don't have a limit. There's no, there might be some type of limitations, but it works. It works.
For sure. AI is very cool.
Yeah, very cool. But it does,
Yeah.
it's very costly. Very costly. So keep these in mind. Opus Clip, I'm paying $94 for it right now. Because I post a lot, I record a lot, and so I just increase the amount of credits I have per month so that way I can continue to do it. But you don't have to pay $94 for it. I believe you can start at a free, you can start for free, and you have to also remember that free is so limited. So whenever it's time, just remember these Office Clips and then Social Pilot. Is it .com? Let me see, .com.
No, when you shared it, said dot com, but I can find it regardless. So,
Okay. Dot co, I think it's dot co. Dot co, okay.
okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, this is great. Are you in Brandon or where are you at?
Brandon, yes.
You are
Yes.
in Brandon? Okay, I'm in Valrico, so maybe sometime in the next few weeks we can get, like, home or something.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And I don't think I've ever met your wife.
Now, she didn't come to the networking event, but we can definitely arrange that for sure.
Yeah.
Was your husband at the networking event?
No, he wasn't. He had the kids, so do you guys have any children?
Not yet, not
Okay.
yet. How
Not yet.
many kids do you all have?
Well, we have four, but we're blended, so we have six total. So, but we have four at the house. So,
Okay.
yeah, because I guess when I went through, yeah, when I went through Action Zone with you guys, I don't think we knew this, but I just had Bianca.
I did not. You had just had.
I just had Bianca. Yep. Every time,
Oh.
every once in a while, I'd have to turn off the camera so I could see the baby. Yeah, she's 15 months now, so she's a whole human. She is
Wow.
walking around, talking, and everything. So, but we can
Time
always do
flies.
dinner or something too. So,
Yes, absolutely. Time flies. You mind if I ask you a question?
go ahead.
By being a mother of four or six, I'm sorry, by being a mother of six and a wife of one, what is your biggest challenge?
Time management. Because I'm going through the med board and I should have finished the med board, but then when I got pregnant with Bianca, the VA deferred me. So after I had Bianca, I had to start my med board process from the beginning. So that in itself has had its own frustrations. But so I'm still working full time, right? Nick is also active duty. He doesn't he's almost at 19 years, so he gets the rest of them this year, which is exciting. But having kids, they're all involved in stuff. Like, so it's, you know, carpooling in the afternoons, getting them to their events, getting home, doing dinner. And then when they go to bed, spending 2-3 hours on the business. Sometimes I take my lunch break and I sit in the car with my computer and I work for an hour. So it's prioritizing what I need to be successful when I'm out. And it's paying off, but there's some days I'm just like, I'm stretched so thin, I'm like, I don't have time. I need this to be profitable and I'm generating revenue, but I'm not profitable. And that's where I'm at right now, where I'm frustrated because I need more time and God's not giving me more time.
Well, you're doing great with the time that you do have. To have 4 kids in the house, a husband, and then 2 additional kids, y'all are doing amazing. Okay.
Thank you.
Y'all are doing amazing. Y'all are doing amazing. I'm taking notes from you as well.
Thank you. You know, it's hard when you're in it because you don't necessarily see it.
Yes.
But I know it's going to pay off. That's why I said manifesting, it's going to be my year, because it's all going to come to fruition. It's all going to come together. But like, something that I also have done purposely since January, I told Nick, like, come January, I'm purposely going to start scheduling meetings in the day, or like go to the ECC and go to trainings and stuff, or like schedule this stuff with you.
Would you like for me to send you a copy of this so that way you can have it for you on your channel as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to cut any videos or do anything with it, you're absolutely more than welcome to.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah. But I'm going to send you that stuff. Oh, I think I only have your calendar. What's your actual email address?
I'm about to send it to you right now.
I appreciate that. So I'll send you those 2 things we talked about. And then, yeah, let's just, I love that failure's knowledge. Yeah, let's just head up in a few weeks and maybe we could do lunch, or we could get together for like a couple of dinner or something.
Okay. Sounds great. Brittany, I appreciate it. You're doing great. Did I answer all the questions that you had when it came to the 90-day challenge and everything that I've learned?
Yeah, I think that's so cool. I appreciate meeting with me and catching up.
Absolutely. Glad to help. Glad to help. And yeah, can't wait to see how everything is going within the next couple of weeks as well. And March is already here. If you really think about it, I know it's February, but March is already here.
I know. It's already hit. March is filling up fast, but it's cool. We're going to get through it. We're going to breathe.
Yes. Yes. Y'all doing great.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I appreciate it, Brittany.
Bye.